This is KUNC. As high school graduation season winds down, many recent grads are now focusing on college and how to pay for it. Many have already applied for assistance through the Federal Application for Student Financial Aid, or FAFSA. But as KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, a surprising number of students have hit a roadblock.
So if I get stuck in this loop again, like I just never get it, what do I do then? Because this is, I think, the fourth time I've come to financial aid. I've just been stuck in a loop.
Jenny Lee is a rising senior at the University of Northern Colorado. She's talking to a financial aid counselor at an orientation session, and she's frustrated. Due to a change in her parents' employment status, her FAFSA application was selected for an audit, or verification, as higher ed schools like to call it.
At first, it wasn't bad. I was like, okay, sure, I'll get it done, no big problem. But as I've been stuck in this for months now, it's getting frustrating, and I'm just like, will I get financial aid? Because this is like one last little barrier.
Every year, the U.S. Department of Education flags about a third of students' applications. But this year, the number of students has skyrocketed across the country and in Colorado. Marty Somero, UNC's financial aid director, says more than 95% of students who qualify for the highest amount of financial aid were selected for verification this year. He worries this added frustration could dissuade some from pursuing a college degree.
We don't want any student ever to give up on a dream of going to college because of these extra steps that the government's put into place for them to complete their FAFSA and to get the financial aid that they're eligible for.
If a student is selected for a verification, Somero says they should contact their college or university. Financial aid counselors will be there to help. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.